You're listening to a Stranger podcast, www.thestranger.com.
Hey everybody, welcome to Setlist. It's the weekly Stranger podcast where we go through the Stranger's bands page, www.thestranger.com/bands, and Ari Spool and I, Megan Sealing, pick out some of the best that that we have to offer for the week.
Boy, do we ever.
Yeah.
Boy, howdy.
Boy, howdy. This week, I want to start with a band that's playing tonight, Friday night. I say tonight, assuming you're listening on Friday, at the Rendezvous, and they're called Llama, and the song is called All Right. But I picked them just because I wanted to tell the story about the time a llama pissed on my foot when I was 8.
Okay, go ahead.
That's the story.
Oh, that's the story?
A llama pissed on my foot, yeah.
Why did a llama... Were you just standing in the
wrong
place?
It was at a petting
zoo. Yeah.
Yeah, he just peed on my foot.
Did it, like,
I had to ride home with a stinky llama piss-soaked foot.
They didn't have a sink there? At the petting zoo.
It peed on my shoe, like, you know. And I think we threw the shoes away.
Yeah.
We should listen to Llama now.
Okay.
Did you like my story?
No.
Girl, hope that everything is alright.
Open Choir Fire. The song is called Candle. Open Choir Fire are playing Friday night at Easy Street, West Seattle. It's the after hours show. So there's going to be booze there.
It'll be $5.
And it's a Nazca Lines CD release show as well. And unfortunately, Nazca Lines don't have any songs posted on the band's page.
But they should, because they're really good. You like them, right?
I love them, yeah. And they have a new record, and it's being celebrated tonight. And Open Choir Fire, I also really like them. They're kind of jawboxy. They're opening the show. So
Would the proper use of that be jawbox-ish or jawboxy? Like, you said jawboxy.
Jawboxery-ish.
But that makes me just think of, like, jawboxy. You know, like, I don't know.
What
like
the
you're
hell
saying
are you talking?
Jaw, like Irie, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Jawboxery-ish.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Well, that makes me sound like...
You know the band Jawbox?
Yeah, yeah.
They sort of sound like them.
Okay, is that what you're
sort
getting
of
at?
Inspired by that?
Because jawboxery just makes me think it's a place where you could go buy a jawbox, whatever a jawbox is.
You're weird.
Yeah. Okay.
The next song we have for you is The Pale Pacific. They're playing at the Crocodile on, I believe it's Saturday. They have two shows. They have an early all ages show. Doors at 4, The Lonely Forest are playing that one. And then they have a late 21 plus show that starts around 9:30, and the Crystal Skulls are on that line.
And a guy from the Wrens. And the Wrens, like, hardly ever... They came through a little while ago, but...
Is he just doing solo stuff?
Yeah, he's just... I forget his name, but he's just doing solo stuff, and I don't know. The Wrens are a really good band, so he'll probably be really awesome.
You know, one would assume.
Yeah, I mean, or he could really fucking suck, dude.
He's just playing the late show, though, right?
Yeah, he's just playing the late show. The early show is just Lonely Forest, and I forget who else. I think
there's one other person on the bill.
Yeah,
or one
something
other
else.
Band. But look at thestranger.com.
Yeah, you guys can be smarter than us by looking at the thing we create.
It's posted there. This song is called Tied to a Million Things.
We'll be right back. Tell me a story about when you hit the road. Tell me a story what it's like to grow so old. Well, I know you've been hanging around hand to mouth. Would have liked to have seen you in your highest summer. Would have liked to have known you when life was younger. 'Cause I know it must be hard just hanging around hand to mouth. Doubt myself, I don't doubt you. Imagine all the things that life put you through. I may doubt myself, I'll never doubt you. Oh, la, 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 when will we be through with wishing it all away?
Starlings, Hand to Mouth. We threw you for a loop right there. Yes, we sure did. We played a Claymore song, Contest of Oracles, and then we played a Starling song.
Little metal, little bluegrass.
We wanted you to have kind of a jarring transition. That's what we're known for.
Jarring transitions.
Jarring transitions and delicious baked goods.
Yep.
Between the two of us. But anyways.
We're like the best woman ever between the two of us.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. If only we could combine and date Brad Pitt,
right,
or whatever, or whoever.
Not Brad Pitt, Jake Gyllenhaal.
Jake Gyllenhaal. He's kind of beefy. Anyways,
say where Claymore is playing, right?
Oh yeah, okay. Claymore is playing El Corazon Saturday night with Himza.
It's the tattoo convention is this weekend, and like an after party for that.
Oh yeah, and there's like three shows, so you can buy a $20 pass to all of them,
right?
And the tattoo convention is usually pretty fun. I might go to that.
I have a tattoo.
Yeah, I have many tattoos.
You have more tattoos than
so I do. I might go and maybe get a new tattoo because all the best tattoo artists are there, which is really sweet.
Is Kat Von D there?
I don't know who that
She's
is.
She's the only tattoo artist I've ever heard of.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't really know the names of anyone's. I would just go look at.
I just thought I would impress you. But
yeah, you didn't. Way to go. But the Starlings are playing the Tractor
Sunday night.
You can go check them out.
I believe tickets are $12.
Yeah, that would be a good thing to go see on a Sunday because, you know, you got to go to work in the next morning and you just want to relax.
With some nice folky bluegrass.
Yeah, I mean, that would be pretty chill. I'd be down for that. You know, but you got to eat a huge dinner first. I'm so into eating huge dinners on Sunday night. Just like so much food that you fucking burst.
So now we're going to play a band called I Am the Thorn. And the song is called The Hunt Beyond. I Am the Thorn is like a hardcore supergroup.
Yeah, I know. It totally is. It's like the Traveling Wilburys of hardcore.
Right, right. And they're more metal sound themselves, but the members were, they came from Grievous and Scarp, and it features...
And Himza.
John Pettibone is in the band.
Our own Aaron Edge.
Mr. Aaron Edge is also there, and it's really fucking loud. And they're playing El Corazon Sunday night with Scarp and Splatterhouse.
Another one.
Book of Black Earth.
Yeah,
too,
it's another one of those tattoo convention things. So right. You buy that $20 pass.
Is John Pettibone like the poster boy for the tattoo convention? Because Himza is playing on Saturday night.
I don't know.
And he's in Himza.
Yeah. Well,
and then I Am the Thorn is playing Sunday night.
Well, what I find hilarious is that Joe Grindo, as mm-hmm. I call him, he's the drummer of three of the bands playing on Sunday night. He's the drummer of I Am the Thorn, Book of Black Earth, and Scarp.
Oh, I didn't know he was in Book of Black Earth, too.
Yeah.
Dude's going to be tired.
I'm pretty sure.
Double check your facts.
I got to double check my facts, but he's at least playing in two bands and possibly three in one night, and that blows my mind.
He better have some wire.
Yeah,
3,000.
I know. He better get some energy drink for sure. He's going to be sweaty.
Gross. This song is called The Hunt and Beyond.
We'll be right back. Tempt me, pull me away. I see the vacancy in your eyes, your smile, but I still want you to turn me, burn me, move me this way. I feel the urgency of nightlife in your trembling thighs. You are a velvet skyline, ooh la, ooh la la, divine. I'm a bad flotation device, ooh la, ooh la la. I sink lives. Why can't you wake with me?
Bad Dream, Good Breakfast. The song is called The Urgency of Nightlife and the Temptations That Come of It.
It's like almost a Sufjan Stevens song title. It's like almost that long.
It is. Well, and they're sort of Sufjan Stevens-y-ish.
Yeah, and there's no, but there's no like...
They have, it's a lot of orchestration, really lush, indie. It's kind of dramatic, sort of Decemberists-ish or Decemberists-y, whichever you prefer.
Oh, okay.
But not, like, it's a little more melodic than the Decemberists. And well, Dew doesn't have a song like Colin, or a voice like Colin Molloy at all. So,
yeah.
Musically, I'm speaking.
Yeah.
I like it. I really like it. They have, I think, two or three more songs available on the Strangers Bands page. And they're all very good. So look them up and check it out. Because that was only one of their songs.
Yeah. And they have more than one song.
Right.
When they play at the Croc... They're going to play more than one song.
They're going to play The Urgency of Nightlife and the Temptations That Come of It over and over.
Yeah, what if a band just played the same... Oh, wait, that's techno. Just kidding.
Oh. Before that, speaking of techno, Blicky, Dead on Arrival. They're not techno, but they have some electronic influence in there.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. Dante Parks. I'm just kidding.
Boots and pits. Blicky, you're playing Monday night at the Funhouse. It's just a $5 show. It's a good way to spend a Monday.
Yeah,
I say.
You go see Brian Foss. Give him a good poke in the gut for me.
All right.
That's what you'll do. No one will do that.
Right.
Actually, yeah.
And Blicky, did we say the song name, Dead on Arrival?
Dead on Arrival.
I think we said that.
DOA, motherfucker.
You're such a thug.
I don't know. I'm totally wearing like my hoodie on my head too, so.
With your Harley scarf.
With my Harley scarf. I'm gonna kick some motherfucking ass.
Hey, talk about Brandon Daniels and everybody gets laid.
Okay.
Everyone gets laid, I'm sorry. Is it everyone or everybody?
I think it's everybody. I think you typed it wrong on the sheet.
Damn it.
So we got a band of the week this week, because we always do. This one's very special though. He's specialer.
Why? Because you picked him? Because
I picked him. This is Brandon Daniels and everybody gets laid. The song's called Two Shakes. Brandon Daniels, I think, is really cool. We've played him on this podcast a couple times, and I hope people are really digging it because it's like just crazy. I think he sounds like what the Rolling Stones could have sounded like if they decided to like focus more on their blues stuff and less on just kind of being jerks. I always just think of the Rolling Stones as just being huge jerks. I bet they're not very nice. I bet they just be like they just look at you and then decide if you're worthy.
I bet Brandon Daniels is nice, though.
Yeah, I bet he's really nice. And he's playing some shows soon, but I don't remember when. But not this week. So, you know, we'll keep you updated on Line Out.
It's true.
Yeah, I'll write about it on Line Out. And so you guys can check it out. That's lineout.thestranger.com. You know,
Paula.
You probably already knew that because you probably found this podcast on Line Out.
Line Out.
I always forget that, you know, this isn't like beaming straight into your brain. You had to get there somehow. You have to have a computer already. You have to already be on thestranger.com to be listening to it.
And what else can they do there? Oh, they can email us.
Oh, they sure can.
At thestranger.com.
Your thoughts, your sorrows.
If you're in a band and you just added some stuff, let us know. And
you naked on YouTube.
I don't want to see that. And if you liked one of the songs here, let us know.
Yeah, totally.
If you hated one of them, let us know.
Yeah, totally.
We want to know what you're
If you hate each other.
I want to know what you're thinking. Is this... Never mind.
Yeah. Okay.
So yeah, setlist at thestranger.com. And now we're going to play Brandon Daniels and Everyone Gets Laid. Everybody gets laid. Damn it.
I don't know. Someone gets laid.
They all do.
Yeah. Let's not y'all.